Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly checking your phone, scrolling through feeds, trying to keep up with everyone else's highlight reel? Yeah, me too. And that, my friends, is the sneaky monster we call FOMO, fear of missing out. It's this constant nagging feeling that you're not doing enough, seeing enough, experiencing enough. It whispers in your ear, there's a party happening right now. A sale you're missing out on. A new trend you need to be a part of. But guess what? That voice is often louder than our own inner compass, leading us down a path of constant consumption and comparison. Today, we're taking back control from FOMO. We're going to break it down, understand its grip on us, and most importantly, learn how to navigate it like the digital nomads we are. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you ditch the FOMO and reclaim your peace of mind. First up, recognize that social media is a curated highlight reel. Think about it. People only post their best moments, their biggest wins, their perfectly staged vacations. It's like looking at someone's trophy cabinet and thinking everyone else has won more than you. But behind those shiny trophies are everyday struggles, anxieties, and the same messy human experiences we all face. Remember, what you see online is rarely the whole picture. Next, disconnect to reconnect. This might sound counterintuitive, but stepping away from the digital noise can actually bring you closer to real life and the things that truly matter. Try designating tech-free hours each day, maybe during meals, before bed, or while spending time with loved ones. Use that time to engage in conversations, read a book, take a walk in nature, or simply enjoy the quiet. You might be surprised at how much more present and connected you feel. Third, focus on your own journey. Comparison is the thief of joy. When we constantly compare ourselves to others, we miss out on celebrating our own unique strengths and accomplishments. Instead of measuring your success against someone else's highlight reel, focus on setting your own goals and milestones. What are you passionate about? What brings you joy? Invest your time and energy in pursuing those things and celebrate every step along the way. Now, let's talk about cultivating gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but practicing gratitude can shift our perspective entirely. Take a moment each day to reflect on the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger, or simply the fact that you have a roof over your head and food on the table. By focusing on what we already have, we can cultivate a sense of contentment and diminish the need to constantly seek more. Lastly, remember that it's okay to say no. You don't have to be everywhere at once, do everything for everyone, or chase every fleeting trend. It's perfectly fine to prioritize your well-being and set boundaries that protect your time and energy. Saying no frees up space for the things that truly matter, meaningful connections, personal growth, and experiences that enrich your life. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're invited to a networking event. It's supposed to be huge, influential people, exciting opportunities. But deep down, you know it's not really your scene. You feel the pull of FOMO whispering, don't miss out. This could be your big break. But then, you remember these 5 key takeaways. You recognize that social media has probably exaggerated the event's importance. You're choosing to prioritize quality time with loved ones instead. You focus on your own goals and realize this event doesn't align with them. You cultivate gratitude for the quiet evening you'll enjoy at home, reading a good book and recharging. And finally, you confidently say no to the invitation, feeling empowered by your decision. That, my friends, is the power of overcoming FOMO. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you ditch the digital noise, reclaim your time, and live a more intentional and fulfilling life. Remember, you're not defined by what you consume or how many likes you get. You are so much more than that. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments below. How do you deal with FOMO? What strategies have worked for you? Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey towards digital minimalism. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Minimalism. Detox your mind daily so you never miss an episode packed with tips, tricks, and insights to help you navigate the world of tech with intention and purpose. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and keep it real.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.